Tuesday, March 15th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has responded to criticism of a bill that would ban schools from discussing sexual orientation or gender identity with students in the third grade and younger. At a Florida festival last week, the Republican governor responded to a question from WFLA. The bill, H.R. 1557, would ban classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation and gender identity for kindergarten through the third grade students. The reporter prefaced the question by noting that critics refer to this legislation as the Don't Say Gay Bill. DeSantis replied, "Does it say that in the bill?" When the reporter declined to answer the question, DeSantis told the reporter that you are pushing a false narrative about the bill, insisting that it doesn't matter what critics say. When the reporter highlighted the ban on sexual orientation and gender identity discussion, the governor said, "For who? For grades pre-K through third."
So, Tom, here is a bill that's meant to address what has become evident. You know, COVID-19 had multiple consequences, and one of those was the exposure to parents of what was actually being said to their children in a classroom, because now all of a sudden the classroom discussion and the teachers were now streaming into the home of parents as their kids weren't able to go to the class because of the pandemic, and therefore they could hear what was being said, and people were seeing the curriculum, and parents have said, "Just a minute, my child doesn't belong to the public school system. I am using you to educate my child, and I will determine how you educate my child." Because the whole initiation of public education, as it started in the 19th century, always assured local control because we realized that parents were those responsible for the education of their children. Well, now the parents are starting to exercise their concerns as they have become aware of the curriculum and the agenda that is being used in the education of their children, particularly their younger children. And what the state of Florida has done is pass a law that says you will not bring discussion, teaching, and surface the issues of sexual orientation and sexual practice to our children preschool through the third grade. What the bill is doing is prohibiting the access to children by teachers to speak of matters that the family is responsible to address, not teachers. Now, there's another underlying story here, and that is how the Cultural Revolution, particularly with its focus upon the sexualization of the culture and sexual anarchy and chaos, how the talking points were given to the reporter, as the reporter characterized the bill inaccurately in order to advance a critique of the bill by those who do want access to our children. Don't miss this. The reporter is working for the Cultural Revolution as one of the culture-shaping institutions of this Cultural Revolution. And then you have the absurdity, Tom, of lawmakers in the state of Florida walking through the legislative halls shouting slogans, "Don't say gay, don't say gay, I'll say gay." And somehow that is supposed to pass for civility and intelligence. What the bill is saying is children in the public school system from kindergarten to the third grade will not be instructed by the teachers concerning sexuality and gender. That is left to their parents, but they are not going to let teachers have free run at their children preschool through the third grade.
Harry, related to this bill, DeSantis's press secretary, Christina Pashaw, characterized this bill, H.R. 1557, as an anti-grooming bill. What does she mean by that?
That was brilliant, and it was accurate, and it was appropriate for her to say that. Tom, we went through extensive training at Briarwood Church, all of our ministries, our school, our seminary, campus outreach, all of them, in order to create safe places for our children in all of our ministries. Well, one of the things that you want to protect your children from are sexual predators. How do we protect our children? By making sure those who volunteer are not there to, quote, groom the children for their predatorial purposes. And that's one of the things that we do. Now, Tom, what's really interesting is it used to be that sexual predatorial behavior made use of the grooming of children. We all know the stories of the person that rides by and offers the child candy or an ice cream cone or things like that, with the destructive goals of this sexual obsession that is taking over in the culture itself. But what I found out in our training was something that really challenged me, that now in this highly sexualized culture, that the grooming has shifted to the gatekeepers to the children. You groom parents, you groom people who are responsible for the oversight of these children. And so the LGBTQ agenda has a grooming mechanism to groom the teachers to do its work, to begin to put thoughts into the lives of children at an age that they are not ready to handle these subjects. They should not be subjected to these concepts by individuals. This is grooming them for the LGBTQAI plus sexual agenda. Some of the administrators and teachers are grooming them. Some of the teachers and administrators are being groomed by the sexual revolutionaries. We're going to use you to get to the kids. And so what this bill is saying, nope, these kids, when it comes time to dealing with their sexuality, that's in the hands of parents. It's not in the hands of administrators, school teachers, and public school counselors. It's in the hands of parents. And then parents can secure the professionals that they want to address these issues. And this, of course, is focused by the bill in those crucial years when a child ought to be growing up and enjoying their childhood in anticipation of adolescence and the issues that adolescence will bring.
Harry, interestingly, blogger Matt Walsh insisted that the ban on instructing students about sexual orientation and gender identity shouldn't stop at grade 3. There shouldn't be that kind of instruction by teachers at any grade.
Well, I'm going to agree, but I'm going to put a caveat on that. We used to have a health class, and you just dealt with biological issues. It wasn't a class with a sexual agenda. It was basically teaching the facts about the issues of biology, reproduction, etc. And even then, you had to have permission from the parents to participate. Here's what I would agree with Matt Walsh, is that no school teacher, no individual outside of the family has any right to introduce these issues and instruct the children without the parents' permission and without the parents' invitation. So if we have the church, we have the state, we have the family, when it comes time to learn about sexuality, about intimacy, and all of those dynamics of intensely personal issues, that is the parents' responsibility. Otherwise, you're either grooming the child for the sexual revolution, or you are being groomed by the sexual revolution so they can get access to the child through you. You have to respect the sanctity of family and the parental responsibility to raise children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And the area of sexuality and sexual ethics and sexual behavior, that is in the hands of the parents and whom they invite, and not whom they have to ward off from their child.
To that end, Pastor Harry Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7essentials. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.